Talking with Dr. Jeff Edwards from Oklahoma State University, our state wheat specialist. Jeff, winter wheat, for the most part, going into dormancy now with these colder temperatures. Give me kind of an overview of our fall conditions and where the crop is as we hit wintertime.
You know, overall, we're in pretty good shape. We could use a little bit of water right now, but a few of those timely rainfalls we had back in October and November helped us through, and actually, I believe we're going into dormancy in good shape. We've had relatively few problems, a few aphids out there, a few fields that were very small or late planted have been affected by winter grain mite, but as a whole, I think we're going into winter very good shape.
Overall acres, from what you've been able to tell, you know, just anecdotally, how do we do on acres this year?
Oh, I think we're going to be a lot closer to that 5 million acre mark than we are 6 million acre. I think we'll be probably just over 5 million acres. And to be perfectly honest, if the price hadn't rebounded the way it did, I thought we maybe would have dropped maybe a little below that. Several reasons. There's been a lot more rotational crops go into the ground. As a whole, that's a great thing because it means that we're cleaning up some of our wheat fields. We're going to get the benefits of those rotations, not only in terms of weed control, but improving our wheat yields. So I think we'll be just a little over 5 million acres.
And, of course, part of that is that direct substitute of winter canola.
It is, and winter canola is a great way to clean up a wheat field that has problem weeds, but it's not the only tool that we have that we can lean on. There are several other rotational crops that sometimes get overlooked, things like sesame, corn, grain sorghum, sunflower, soybean. All of these things have made inroads in our state, and the acreage of those crops continue to grow as well.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about kind of the agronomic side of this decision by the Kansas City Board of Trade to pursue a dockage on low protein. For wheat farmers, that's kind of a wake-up call of saying, hey, you know, we're going to have to do some things better. And for this 2011 crop, I guess the one opportunity still out there will be what, some top dressing.
That's correct. The things that will affect wheat protein of our product that we produce in Oklahoma are going to be variety, nitrogen fertility, and the weather. We don't have much control over the weather. Variety, there are some varieties that lend themselves to higher protein than others, but I would choose a variety based on yield and the disease package and a variety that fits my management package. So the thing that we're left with is nitrogen fertility. And those decisions need to be made right now. We're going into top dress season, and it is so important to get that top dress nitrogen out there in an adequate amount and in a timely fashion. And what I tell producers is I would not fertilize for wheat protein. I would fertilize for maximum yield. And the wheat protein will, by and large, take care of itself if you fertilize for maximum yield. And that's really what we got to hit at is fertilize for maximum yield.
Right now, on the weather side of things, we can't control the weather, but and one thing about it is that we're in a La Nina. The meteorologists tell me this means a little warmer, a little drier, occasional burst of some precipitation in there. We're not going to have a chance for a whole lot of precipitation between now and probably harvest time.
That's true, and especially we mentioned top dress in southwest Oklahoma. Those rainfall events to get that nitrogen moved into the soil profile are not that predictable. So we have to have that nitrogen out there ready to be moved into the soil profile. And that needs to happen by the time the wheat is jointing. We need that nitrogen moved into the soil profile. So I don't think it's a year where we can wait around on rain. We've got to get out there and get rolling here around the first of the year.
So very soon after January 1, we need to start thinking about this top dress issue, then.
We do. Our wheat acres are down, but we still have a tremendous number of acres out there to cover. If you're applying your own nitrogen, you can get over your acres in just a few days. Maybe you can pick and choose a little bit and try and time that nitrogen application close to a rainfall event. But if you're relying on your local ag retailer or having someone else apply that nitrogen for you, there are going to be several people on the list. And the most important thing is to have that nitrogen out there. So even if you're a little bit earlier than optimal, I think it's fine to go ahead and put that nitrogen out there in January and February to make sure we have it.